I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to mini episode 329 of Real Life Ghost Stories. And I have three spooky stories for you today, and the last story comes from the 4th of December 2023. And story number one comes from Claire. I shared stories of my haunted childhood home and spooky honeymoon a few years ago, but I've been meaning to email again with some creepy encounters my parents and I experienced, plus something a bit new regarding my dearly departed and much cherished cat, Rags. In June 2023, we lost my darling cat Rags. Your post of hashtag Bim of the Day on Instagram inspired me to do the same, which now that she's gone, I'm so glad I did. I have so many beautiful pictures and videos to look back on. I had her for 18 years. We got her and her brother after our old cat, Mr. Chips, passed away. Unfortunately, we lost her brother AC when he was about 4. To be fair, he was pure orange cat energy, and I'm surprised that he lived to that age. He was a clumsy, silly boy who loved to lie in the middle of roads. Anyway, before he died, Rags was very aloof and quite nasty. She would chase other cats up trees and never cuddled. The day AC died, she completely changed. She became the loving and sweet cat that I ended up sharing another 14 years with. Before my husband and I got married, we moved in together. She came too, and quickly we became a lovely little family. I know everyone says their cat is the best cat in the world, but truly, Rags was something so very special. The house we moved into was actually my childhood home that was the focus of the stories that you read out, and Rags was there to witness it all. Fast forward to 2022. Rags is getting older and has several health issues, as many older cats do. She was being really well looked after by the local vet, but we knew she was slowing down. In early 2023, we just knew that it was unlikely she would see Christmas of 2023. My husband and I were extremely sad about it and made our peace knowing we'd given her the best life. We had earlier in the year started trying for a baby, joking that the only thing that could possibly soothe the hurt of losing our darling Rags would probably be a child. We tried for over a year with nothing. We started testing for fertility issues. Rags did, unfortunately, pass away in early June. Her passing was somewhat expected, but her being put down was very traumatic for me as it was very sudden. She took a funny turn at the vet's during her weekly check-in. I walked her there that morning in her cozy little backpack, and she took this turn the minute she was on the vet's table. It's almost like she knew where she should be, and that taking this turn at home or on the short walk to the vets would be traumatic and horrific for both of us. I held her as she passed. Suddenly, Rags was gone. I was and still am absolutely devastated. But the day after Rags left us, I found out I was pregnant. Purely coincidence, I'm sure, but it's almost like she knew the baby was coming and was like, I'm out of here. I joke, but I'm still astounded by that coincidence. The only joy that could soothe our hurt appeared the day after. I haven't told my husband this, as mentioned in my earlier stories. He's the Mulder way of thinking with the paranormal. I want to believe, so a curious skeptic. But in the depth of the night, every night since she passed, I heard the creak of her little kitty stairs up to the bed and felt her little paws walk up the bed to her usual spot. She continued to be my nighttime comfort even after she was gone. After summer, I'm newly pregnant, working from home. I missed the company of a furry little friend, so we decided to get a rescue cat. I'd seen a lovely little tuxedo cat on a local shelter's Facebook page and fell in love. My husband wasn't ready for another cat, but understood that I needed company. We adopted her, and so little Figaro, aka Figgy, entered our lives. The first night we brought her home, I was nodding off when I felt the familiar little paw pads on my bed, and a loud purr right by my ear. A purr I knew like my own voice. Rags. I opened my eyes, fully expecting to see Figgy on the bed, but she was on the windowsill looking at me. She hopped down and settled into the crook of my arm, where she sleeps every night since. I haven't felt or heard Rags since that night. I like to believe she passed the baton on to Figaro, who is now my constant companion. I still miss Rags terribly. She was incredible. I hope she's somewhere now with all the tuna and catnip her little heart desires. I'm a twin, and my sister and I were born in Germany. My dad was a Royal Engineer, and after he and my mum were married, they moved to Germany, where we graced their young lives with all the chaos babies bring, but doubled. They were only 21. What fun. One night, one or both of us were fussing. My dad got up to check on us, walking through the flat and past the dining room. He stopped. In the dark, he saw a figure hunched over the table. He decided to nope out of there and check on his fussing infants. On his way back, the figure was still there. The hairs stood on the back of my dad's neck as he silently made his way back to the bedroom. Not long after, as babies do, one of us started fussing again. This time my mum got up to check on us. As she silently passed the dining room, the figure was there. Her blood went icy cold, but her mothering instincts took over, convincing her that she was just sleep deprived and seeing things. She needed to check on her babies. On her return journey, it was still there, sat at the table unmoving, hunched and darker than the night. She crept back into bed next to my dad, eyes wide, heart pumping. "I saw it too," he said flatly in the dark. Chills. They turned to one another, deciding that it was their duty as parents to see this spectre once again and confront it if necessary. Now, my dad is not afraid of anything, but I can only imagine what it was like at that age, new parents in the middle of the night. You don't want an intruder or demon infiltrating your home. I, for one, would have noped out of there forever. They crept to the dining room, dad first. Deep breaths, light on. There it was. A plant on the table in all its leafy glory. It seems sleep deprivation and specific lack of lighting creates monsters in the dark. My parents still laugh about this now, over 35 years later. Now, these stories are not strictly paranormal, but I want to share some experiences I've had that have been 100 on the creepy scale, and just goes to show you that our brains are capable of conjuring up some of the scariest things imaginable. Maybe they are paranormal. I'll let you decide. I've only ever experienced sleep paralysis once, and I saw my bedroom on fire, so I don't count that. I knew it wasn't real. I suffer with sleep problems and some significant mental health issues. Lack of sleep results in vivid and very intense nighttime hallucinations. But I constantly see him, the Hat Man. I know myself it's sleep deprivation and a stressed mind, but he is always there, standing behind my mirror in the middle of the night looking at me. Growing until he's touching the ceiling. I see him every few months, and even though I know he isn't real, he looks and feels real. One night I woke after a fitful sleep, expecting to see the Hat Man, but he wasn't there. Instead, there crawling towards me on the ceiling was a giant spider, made of bones, crawling from my ensuite bathroom ceiling through the door and bound for my bed, its human skull head twisting down to face me a meter from my face. I've seen things in the daytime too. When I'm very mentally unwell, I hear and see things everywhere. In the field where we have hens, a quadrupedal creature was stalking my girls, around 8 foot high and with a human face. It turned to look at me, smiling, and then ran into the neighbor's field. I tried to describe specifically what I had seen to my husband, but I couldn't find the words to explain it until I saw it on my Instagram feed. I've included a picture of exactly what I saw on the field, having never knowingly seen this thing before. I just wanted to share these last stories to show how absolutely baffling the human brain can be. Equally, if not more twisted and scary than anything truly paranormal. If I wasn't so in tune with how my own mind deals with mental distress, I'm 100% sure I would believe that I am haunted, possessed, or cursed in some way. Terrifying. So just to describe to you the picture that Claire attached to describe what she saw, I mean, these things are terrifying. I've also seen them. I think there's like a TikTok series where this person pretends to do cooking as one of these creatures. And it's basically, if you've got a human with stilts on both arms and legs, and their arms are much longer than their legs, but they're on all fours, and they're all like sort of disproportionate, and they have like a white mask face that's just a basic face, you know what I mean? It's got no color other than just white, and it's got very basic features. That's what she attached. So thanks for the nightmares, Claire. Thank you. I can confirm that Rags was indeed the most beautiful cat that has ever existed. She was a very gorgeous cat. I saw her a lot on Instagram. And she was fabulous. And I am so sorry for your loss. And I know that even though she was old and you sort of knew it was coming, like her death was obviously a real shock and was really sudden. And I do wonder if sometimes cats choose their moments. They're funny little creatures. And I think they know so much more than we give them credit for sometimes. And I'm just really glad that for you, that she kept coming back to keep you company at nighttime and let you know that she was there. I mean, how many stories have we had over the years where people's pets make a point of coming back to look after them? And maybe it's exactly that. Maybe she passed the baton on to Figgy. She was like, my work here is done. You can look after her now. Oh, cats are just incredible. And as for your parents' story, I mean, your parents' story is just hilarious. Like, first of all, I can't even imagine being 21 years old and having a set of twins. Oh, I can't even imagine how hard that must have been. You're barely an adult yourself and suddenly you're looking after twins. And between general sleep deprivation and the stress of looking after two babies, the last thing you want is for some sort of entity or demon to be sitting at your kitchen table, you know, or your dining room table, sitting there silently at nighttime, hunched over, being a general nuisance. Oh, it's amazing what sleep deprivation can do, though. They obviously must have been absolutely terrified, though. God bless them. And Claire, I know that you said, you know, I could leave the last story out if I wanted to, but I do still think it's really interesting. I still think it's really important that we recognize that while, you know, obviously we tell paranormal stories, we tell ghost stories, those things are important to discuss and talk about. It is also important to recognize that the brain can do incredible things, and the brain can conjure up absolutely terrifying things, particularly when it's under pressure or if somebody's not very well. It's terrifying.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and t-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
And story number two today comes from David. I've previously written in about a couple of spooky things I witnessed at my hospital, but this one takes the cake for me. I was working an evening shift in the lab last week when a co-worker gave me a break. I was hungry and running on about 90 minutes of sleep in 24 hours, and since I'm not Buddy the Elf, I decided to go and get an energy drink from the cafeteria. I exited through the door that I go in and out of every day. And through the glass, I see a large rolling trash bin that Environmental Services uses. A taller, medium-build man in an EVS uniform was leaning against the cart, and we made eye contact for a moment. But then 2 seconds later, when I got into the corridor, the man was gone. Vanished. It is a long hallway, so not even Usain Bolt could have run fast enough to just disappear like that. Naturally, that startled me a bit, but I just shook my head and moved on. I don't know if it was an echo in time or what, but I clearly saw him standing there in full detail to the point where I just thought he was another worker. These stories are pretty incredible too when your first thought isn't, oh my God, it's a ghost. When your first thought is, oh, it's a worker standing there, and then they disappear and you realise, oh, that can't have been a worker standing there. That must have been something else. I know I've been saying this a lot recently, but at the moment I am very interested in stories like this where there is a suggestion that it might be an echo in time. You might be just glimpsing each other. Maybe you disappeared for him too. Maybe he saw you, and in some other universe he also wrote into a podcast to say that he saw this guy coming through the door and then he just disappeared and he thought it was just another worker too. But I genuinely can't think about that for too long because it makes my brain hurt. And story number three comes from James. I'm 24 years old and work 4 jobs at the moment. One is being a funeral director, of which I've been for 5 years now. I've seen and heard things which have always piqued my interest, and I cannot explain when conducting pickups, collecting a body after they have recently deceased, and it has always intrigued me. One of which is the imprint of a body getting up out of bed after we had just moved the body out of the same bed. However, I'm not writing in for those occurrences, but rather for another one at my mother's place of work, which is a children's nursery. I've heard stories of occurrences happening at this nursery ever since my parents had bought it, but had never seen anything myself. These were stories of toys coming off shelves they should not be coming off of, and one experience that the caretaker had in the back hallway cupboard of someone breathing down his back and shoulder. My mum has felt a presence quite often at the nursery when locking up at night, but has noted it never felt menacing, but it is definitely someone there with her. Now, I have titled this email A Ghost Named Toby, and my first thought would be, how do you know his name is Toby? On one occasion, a room full of children, probably around the age of 1 or 2, decided to all look at the corner in their room. The staff began to notice and tried to see what they were looking at. They noticed that there was nobody standing in the corner and it was appropriately decorated like the rest of the classroom. But the children had all picked this one spot in which to watch. When asked what they were looking at, they simply replied, Toby. This inevitably freaked the staff out, as no one was standing there and no one in the nursery is called Toby, nor were any of the toys. It is not uncommon for my friends and I to go to the nursery at night and mess around as just something to do and a place to hang out. It's very large and has thick walls, so we can be as loud as we like. I've been a few times with nothing more than a spooky atmosphere happening. However, on one rainy evening, probably late in 2019, I experienced something far more. There were 4 of us all together, and you have to walk around the back of the building to enter. It's a fair walk from the front of the building and you are unable to hear or see the front from the back. As it was raining, myself and one other, Robert, decided to run and open the back door. This door has many locks, so it takes time. The other 2 in the car did not come up straight away as they did not want to wait in the rain. Upon the door being opened, I turned off the alarm, which is inside the building slightly. At the exact moment it was switched off, a voice from up the stairs in the dark said, "Shh," clear as day, to the point I knew someone was in the building. I immediately looked at Robert in a stunned silence and expected to see someone at the top of the stairs when the light was put on. There was no one. This is the same place where Brian, the caretaker, had his incident with Toby earlier. We looked around together and found no one. The place is like Fort Knox, with security codes for all major doors so no one can walk around, of which I only have the knowledge of the codes. When the other two arrived, they shrugged it off and walked around like nothing had happened, and so we followed and enjoyed our evening. A few hours later, we began to lock up to go home. Again, it was raining, so I gave my car keys to the same two people that joined late before Robert and I stayed to do the alarms and turn the lights off. Upon leaving, and just before putting the alarm on, we could hear a noise. This time, from down the stairs and around the corner, of a chair being dragged along the concrete floor. It had steel legs and was being dragged at a slow walking pace. Myself and Robert looked down the stairs in full anticipation of someone to walk around the corner with a chair being dragged behind them, and I still remember it so vividly today. As the noise approached the corner, where we could see it, it just stopped. It was as if he walked around the corner and disappeared. Robert and I were in shock and looked at each other in silence. I then said, "I'm going to have to go down there now," to ensure that no one was there, as it was so obviously apparent that someone had just dragged a chair down the hall. Upon walking down and eventually turning the corner, I could see no one, and a chair at the end of the corridor, but not this side of the corridor where I was standing. We immediately ran outside after putting the alarm on and quickly returned home. My mother is so unmoved by these events. She simply said, "It'll just be Toby," and said nothing more, as she has had many other experiences herself. Sorry, James, I have to say that I love the way you started this by being like, "I'm a funeral director, weird shit happens, including like the imprint of a body getting out of bed. But we're not going to talk about that. Don't worry about that stuff. That's just child's play, because what we're actually going to talk about is a children's nursery." Do you see what I did there? I would be curious to know, as I often am with these kinds of stories, what the nursery building was prior to it being a nursery. I'm not entirely sure what I would do if I was in a room full of children and they all turned and started staring in the one corner and then told me they were all looking at Toby. Because children at the age of like one or two, you know, when they're little toddlers, they don't have the capacity to coordinate a prank of that magnitude. I would just believe that they were actually looking at Toby. And it feels like whatever was there, you know, when you guys were knocking around there in the evening time and at night time, sounds like it was trying to get your attention by genuinely being like, "Shush, be quiet, it's night time." And then dragging a chair. It's a very specific noise, hearing the steel legs of a chair being dragged over concrete. It sounds like whatever it was just trying to get your attention. I love that your mom was like, whatever, it's just Toby, that's all. And then, you know, we're not going to talk about it anymore. It's fine. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Thank you to Claire, David and James for sending in your stories. Remember, the last story came from the 4th of December, 2023. And if you would like to send in your story, you can do so by emailing it to reallifeghoststoriespodcast@gmail.com. You can also check out the website, reallifeghoststoriespodcast.com. And if you are desperate for some extra content, you can subscribe to the Patreon. That is patreon.com/reallifeghoststories, where for $5 a month or $2 a month, you get access to heaps of extra content, as well as every single main and mini episode completely ad-free. And on that note, I shall see you next time.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.